Fred Film Radio.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from CU Sound Festival in Torino, in Italy. I'm here with Jasper Hocken, one of the jurors of the Soundies video clip competition. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How it is to be a juror of a video clip competition?
It's really exciting. It is really, really exciting to see all these videos. It's also a hard job to do because all these videos are so different from each other. There were dance videos, there were videos with stories in there, there were more abstract videos. So it's during watching the film, it's a fun job. But in the deliberations, it's a little bit harder, of course, to pick your winner.
And how did you organize with your fellow colleagues in order to follow a path or some criterias about deciding what is the best one?
Yeah,
especially because they are so different, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. When we had loads of discussions about this in the deliberations, one of the things we were paying attention to, of course, is that it has to be a music video. Some of the videos in the selection were music videos, but were closer to being a short film. Mm-hmm. Some were closer to being an art piece. But we were really looking to find a video that combines everything. So music, rhythm, visuals, story.
And what was the difference between the regular music video and those ones that were more closer to a short film? What made the difference between the two of them?
I think the difference is that the music videos... The music videos are playing with rhythm and they're really complementing each other. So mm-hmm. The music is complementing the video is complementing the music. They're in a constant dialogue with each other. While for the videos that are leaning towards the short film, it's like a narrative short film, but it's as a piece, it's not paying attention so much to the music. It's not playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And we were really looking to...
They're not complementary one to the other. They're just there.
Yeah. And those work as well, and they're very nice pieces. But as a jury, we wanted to find this one piece that combined all the elements.
Yeah, well, I mean, which makes sense. You are judging a video clip, so it must be a video clip, something close to.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, you are one of the programmers of International Documentary Film Festival in Amsterdam, the IDFA,
yes,
which is very well known. And you, in that job, you are curator of the short documentary program. I was always being fascinated by the concept of short documentary, because normally documentaries are long, and they need a lot of time and job and attention to be done, as if that the length was one of the features that was very important. How can you narrate a documentary through a short film?
Well, every story can be told, of course. Sometimes you need more space and time to tell a certain story. So last year at our festival, we had a film that was more than 8 hours long. Because this was a very elaborate story that needs to be... You cannot really put that in a 20-minute short film. Sometimes you have a really, really nice story, but it can be told in 20 minutes or 15 minutes. And we even presented short films that were 5 minutes. So it really depends on the story how long a film should be or can be. And a lot of the times, documentary filmmakers make a bad choice about... trying to make a film longer than it's supposed to be. So the story might be there might be a film in there for 70 minutes, but they stretch it to 90 minutes because that's more usual. So in short films, we're really looking forward to the films that some short films are too short. They tell a story and you want to know more. This is also a bad thing, of course. And sometimes a long film must be way shorter. Mm. So it really depends on the story and...
And when you do the selection, which are the things that hooks you more? I mean, that are more attractive to you? Because when you program a festival, you have to make choices at some point. You have to cut out a lot of titles that maybe you liked a little bit, but not enough. So when a title is enough for you?
That's one of the hardest questions to ask a programmer.
I know.
Of course. But a film can have a lot of ingredients. And it can have to do with rhythm or style, cinematography, the characters, the emotions, the on an intellectual level as well. And for me, a good film is, and that's for short, but it's also for features, a film that combines the elements in the most effective and best way possible. This is, of course, abstract, and but sometimes a film, the cinematography of a film, can be bad, but all the other elements can be good, and it can still be a good film. But it's, there's no formula. If there was a formula, everybody will be making fantastic films.
Thank you very much. Thank you a lot to Jasper Håkan from the IDFA, which is the International Documentary Film Festival in Amsterdam, who is here in CU Sound in Torino as a juror for the video clip competition Soundies. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.